It was planted in the night on a rainy and windy night where the Raven River flows to the sea. Well, it sprouted from the earth where the rose of Sharon grows. You know it was a black oak tree. Yes, it sprouted from the soil, the damp and leafy soil, and it grew into the shape of a man. And its arms reached to the sky, the dark and starry sky, and the clouds passing by touched his hands. In the village on the hill, above the water mill, lived a preacher's daughter, fine and fair to see. The maiden's name was Rose, she was 17 years old when she heard about the black oak tree. It was said that witches danced on a midsummer night when the Raven River flows to the sea. I believe I shall go down, said fair maiden Rose, I shall go and see the black oak tree. Father stallion horse, twice 10 hands high and saddle free, until she came to the place where she saw her face in the leaves of the black oak tree. And the village people knew the ancient tale was true of children lost to evil sorcery. They came down and gathered round the moonlight on the ground in the shadow of the black oak tree. They saw the horse rise to stand, he changed into a man, fair in face and proud was his stance. Then he took Rose's hands, they joined mortal hands, and they danced beneath. Upon the damp and leafy ground, there was love in their eyes for all to see. And then they disappeared into the shadow cast upon the ground by the black oak tree. Thank you. years and years went by. The village people died, the church and the houses fell to ruin. But the memory of Maiden Rose lingered in the river's flow when touched by the midsummer's moon. One day a raven flying by looked down from the sky, and a pile of white ashes he did see. He flew down and there he found, growing from the ground, the leaf of a black oak tree. And they say late at night, in the pale moon's light, when the Raven River flows to the sea, a maiden rises from the ground, the damp and leafy ground, to dance around the black oak tree.